Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Daniel, my brother, you are older than me. Do you still feel the pain of the scars that...
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's Sir Elton John bringing us back. Daniel, that's a great song. One of his great. I think that's the second one of his. When way back in,
I love that song.
Way back in the day, you don't remember that. You're too young to remember that, Andrea. Andrea Nuremberg, ladies and gentlemen, that's that little voice piping up over there. She can't wait to get her back on the show. And Andrea, thank you again for being here. Andrea, no, I'm sorry, NurembergGroup.com, right?
That's correct.
And then find all your books there and everything. She's one of the top networking experts on the planet, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about some ways to get you up off your backside, outside your four walls, down the street, meeting opportunity in the marketplace. Andrea, when I used to have when I was in sales years ago, I was calling on people, on businesses, and there would be days when it was just raining all day long. And that's
right.
Just not, it's just, you just can't get in and out of the car and come and go like that as easy. And so you, those are days where salespeople get lazy. Well, instead of going home, I would go to a donut shop.
Oh, really?
Or I'd go to another kind of a place where people were, and invariably I'd pick up a prospect or maybe even a sale just hanging out there. My point is, instead of going home,
yeah.
I was in.
Yeah.
I tell people, you've got to be in the marketplace. And that's what networking is all about. It puts you in the marketplace.
That's exactly right. And everywhere you go, think of it as an opportunity. Think about your routines. Where do you go? And connect with the people there. Some of the people that you see regularly, you never know who they know. And once they know what you do, they may introduce you. But be seen, be visible. And as you said, get out of your office, get out of your home. Be where there are people around.
Yep.
Never know. You never know. Everybody you meet could either be a new friend, a prospect, a client, or know someone who could be all of those.
Nonstop Networking is one of her books. Savvy Networking, another one. Million Dollar Networking. She's written all about networking. If you hang out with Andrea, you'll be smarter. You'll become a better, more professional networker. Andrea, what are some other tips you got for us on networking?
Another thing is nurture your current client base. Nurture your connections. People often think that networking is a one-shot deal. And as we know, Jim, and many, and I'm sure all of your listeners know this too, it's all about relationships. It's all about building relationships, digging deeper into those relationships. And every one of your relationships that you've networked and that you've worked with, and sometimes the word networking is misunderstood. Too many people think you got to get something right away. No. It's all about build the relationship. When you nurture a relationship and those people become your best ambassadors and advocates, then they will refer other people. And one of my favorite lines that I heard, I think it was from Will Rogers, he says, the wind blows a lot further when someone else is blowing your horn. And that's the key. Isn't that true?
Yeah, and Ivan Meisner, the founder of BNI, says he says givers gain.
Yes, always.
And I say what I say in my third book, The Age of the Customer, I put the term in there. One of the things I put in there was contribute first, contract second.
Exactly right. It's all about give. You know what I'm saying? And my dad would always say, give without remembering, receive without forgetting. So give.
I love that you've said you've quoted him many times on the show. Say that again, folks. This is going to be on the test.
Dr. Paul Nirenberg, who was one of the best, my hero up in heaven, always would say when he was on earth, and I still hear him say, give without remembering, receive without forgetting. So don't keep score with the give. Just give.
Yeah.
Receive anything, even a negative. Even when I get rejected from a side pitch for a piece of business, or I don't get picked as the person, I always still write a thank you note. Thank you for your time and your consideration. I appreciate it. You know, best of continued success. I get callbacks or I get people emailing me saying, you know what, maybe how about if we talked about another program, or you want to refer to someone. Because
well,
people get that one piece.
One of my favorite things to do is to see something that I think would be helpful, relevant, or otherwise to somebody that's part of my community, part of my network, and I send it to them. Like it might be a book. I might see a book that I thought would mean something because there's something we just talked about. I'll send them a book or an article or I tell you, one thing I like to do is just pick up the phone. Pick up the phone and call them and say, hey, I was just thinking about something about you. You might want to check this out. And for no reason, yeah. Out of the blue. I used to do, when I had my consulting company, I would call one of my clients on the way home one night, back when your phone was bolted to your car. I'd call one of my clients on the way home and just talk to them about something that was on, you know, was on my mind. And they knew I was thinking about them. They liked that.
You know what you just did? You did what one of my tips, I say, stay visible, stay on people's radar screen. And because today people communicate different ways, some people like to talk on the phone, some people like to email, some people text, some people do social media, whatever you find out about somebody is a great way to connect with them. Just to say, I'm thinking of you, I read an article, thought you'd be interested, whatever it is, but make it relevant to them. And I've created, and I know you see this, Jim, what I call my information bank.
Right.
You learn about people over time. And that's exactly, call somebody up. I saw a book that you might be interested in. I'm going to send it to you.
That's exactly right. And one of the ways to be relevant is to connect with them the way they want to be connected. Hey, Andrea, good job today. Will you come back soon?
I love it. Thank you, Jim. Love you. And I'll talk to you after I get back to Morocco.
We're going to get you to give us a travelogue when you get back. Andrea Nuremberg, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.